Welcome to Employing Sight, Jeremy from Kentucky on Republic Broadcasting Network. Black People Appreciation Month continued. On republicbroadcasting.org, please go there, smash that donate, send the fundage, mail your check or money order payable to RBN. Mail it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Call in your debit or credit card number. Michael, take your money, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. For every $100 that you donate, you will be in the drawing to win a book from John Statmiller's library. So that book will be announced, I believe, on the Stephenator Show on Sunday night. Mike, I'm not sure what time that is. Flash that in the text if you would. But, yeah, you can get a book from John Statmiller's library. Please donate. Keep free speech alive for your children and grandchildren. Tonight is the Patrick and Jeremy show. You know the guests. You know the caliber of the man, the legend.
I don't know how to put the myth, this, but I'm kind of a big deal.
What are you?
I'm Batman.
Dr. Patrick Slattery, welcome to the show.
Hey, you know, I am kind of a big deal. I really wasn't aware of it, but Mark Collett told me I was a big deal, and I'm not one to argue with Mark Collett. So thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you for Black People Appreciation Month. I want to point out that you didn't declare it until November 15th. And so I think this is a month that runs from November 15th to December 15th. What do you think?
At least, and then some, because apparently Ye and Fuentes has moved on up to the east side with dinner at Mar-a-Lago with Trump. I commented a little bit last night on it, but I wanted to save the bulk of the conversation for you, just to get your react to it. I heard a little bit of, well, I heard all of you, your show with Collett, didn't get to hear all of today's show, but we can rehash give you my take, but yeah, let me get your visual
react. If you didn't hear the end of the show. It was the end of the show today where I talked about the latest development, which was the whole Tim Pool fiasco. And you know something? Like, I really like that music you're playing. That's the theme song to Good Times, right?
The Jeffersons. Good Times. George Jefferson.
Okay, I was going to make a J.J. Walker joke, but that was a different spinoff. Both the Jeffersons and Good Times were spinoffs of All in the Family. Okay, that was the Jeffersons. All right. So I was going to make a joke about Flo and J.J. Walker, but that it
please,
shows
please
I don't remember. Don't remember.
It'll fit right in, please.
Well, I mean... I mean, I appreciate that Flo and her husband, who used to be the weatherman on the Mary Tyler Moore show, I appreciate that they were married and that they raised three kids together. But with J.J. Walker, the oldest, really, I mean, look what he's doing now. He's trying to hoodwink old people into Medicare plans or whatever. He's got to stop doing that. Anyway.
A brother. A brother has to make a living.
It's better than selling crack. So, I have started using bumper music. I'm using Convoy because goodness sakes alive, it looks like we got ourselves a convoy. And that's a big 10-4 there. And I'm using that because I'm on the Kanye convoy. And I'm also using it because I actually don't know any Kanye West songs. So I can't play any because I don't know any. But when you hear Convoy, that's what the reference is.
Well, Zyklon T just showed me a Kanye West song about an hour ago, and it was rather funky. I sort of liked it. I might start listening to some of his stuff just to familiarize myself. But I can tell he's my age. It's that era of music that he was influenced by in the 80s comes through in his music style. Not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at
so,
all.
Yeah, so the development since last week was there was the big meeting at Mar-a-Lago where Kanye went, and he brought young Nick Fuentes with him. And we knew that this was going to happen. There were indications that it was going to happen when Kanye was showing a reporter shirts that were being manufactured in one of his textile facilities. You could see Nick Fuentes kind of lurking in the background, right? At minute, like 2 minutes and 58 seconds, if you freeze framed, there was Nick Fuentes in the background. And people noticed this. It was sent to me. And then there was a video of him, of Kanye and Nick Fuentes and one other gentleman walking through Miami Airport. I think it was Miami Airport together. So it was obvious that Nick Fuentes was going to come along with him. Now, everybody involved said Trump didn't know who Nick Fuentes was, which is certainly believable. There's also multiple sources saying that Trump was very impressed with Nick Fuentes. And of course, he's a young man. He speaks very, very well. And so I wouldn't be surprised if Trump was impressed with Nick Fuentes. But of course, the entire, Judeo media and the Philo Judeo media has just been they've been going off on Trump, and not just the media, but people like Mike Pence and these political figures are going off on Trump for having met with a white supremacist who works for a black rapper.
I didn't see it coming. I didn't see the dinner at Mar-a-Lago coming. That was rather significant because I could see Ye getting an audience with Trump, but I didn't see him bringing Fuentes. That was rather surreal to me when I read it on Thanksgiving night. I read the article from the Stormer, and I had to go and double check all the other mainstream coverage just to make sure that it was a thing. And I've had people say that it maybe didn't happen. I'm sure it happened.
No, it absolutely happened. Everybody acknowledges it.
Yeah, and I got articles here on the turtle reacts to it. Yeah. McConnell, he reacts, as well as McCarthy had a react. The major Philo-Semitic bigwigs. So here's I'll give you my take real quick, and I'll kick it to you. I don't think that Trump is going to be a passenger on the Conde. What I think this is going to do, I think it's going to be a good disruption. I think it's going to disrupt the entire GOP. It is already. And it's going to bring a lot of division, which is welcome. I think that the conservative GOP movement needs to be disrupted. I would like to see it collapse. I do not think that either Trump or Ye are going to get behind the levers of power. For one thing, there's not going to be another fair election. You got articles that we'll cover on that maybe later, or either that or on your show. I don't think they're going to get near the levers of power. But even if Trump were to get in, I think that Trump has learned, if he's learned anything, that you must capitulate to the GOP, to Jewish power, in order to get anything done. And it'll be even... if he did get the presidency, it would be even less effective than his last one, even though his last one served a purpose. It served the purpose of exposing the system. But I think that time is gone. And I think that eventually Trump is going to be forced to denounce Ye and Fuentes. Now, that's my take. And it will expose him for what he is. Little black pill, kick it to you for your take.
Well, okay, who knows? He hasn't denounced Fuentes or Kanye yet. He said he didn't know who Fuentes was, which is probably very much the case, probably didn't. Nobody involved is saying that he knew who Fuentes was. And, Kanye is the type of person who'll do unexpected things. So he brought a friend, and that friend happened to be Nick Fuentes. And he hasn't denounced him yet. Will he? Maybe, and then after he denounces him, will he undenounce him? Maybe. I mean, think of Charlottesville. So Charlottesville, initially he didn't denounce the people. Initially he said, oh, there's good people on both sides. There are fine people on both sides. And then he got pressured into, reading some prepared statement. And then after that, he said he got mad and said, the heck with it. And he went back to his original position on it. You know, he's Trump. We know who he is. We're 2 years away from the election, if it happens. We're just in massive flux and chaos right now. So anything could happen. And I'm certainly not fixated on elections, because not that I think people should boycott them or ignore them, but because there's just a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of politics outside of elections. And what we've been seeing with Kanye just over the past 6 weeks, this is massive politics. This is enormous. I don't know if people really fully understand it, because I at least knew how to pronounce his name, which put me ahead of some certain other people. But, I don't know any of his songs. I don't know a whole lot about him. I remember him from the whole George Bush doesn't like black people statement in 2017 when he was, or 2007 after Katrina, when he was with Mike Myers on the, the Oscars or something. And then, other stuff. He does stuff. He's very unpredictable. But, he's going all in on this. So you had that meeting, and it's very significant that Kanye is out there talking about Jewish power and not shutting up and not backing down. And then he's bringing Nick Fuentes to meet with Trump. And Nick Fuentes is somebody who's going to speak bluntly. Right. So I know I'm talking a lot, but go for it.
No, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I was just going to say, you said he's not backing down. This is a double down to bring Fuentes, who I've described as possibly, maybe, potential to be a young David Duke in the 21st century.
Yeah. And, David Duke looks at him. And, he sometimes gets upset because Nick Fuentes, says something or does something that David worries will come back and haunt him, right? And, of course, so it's like David has done – he hasn't done things that he's ashamed of, but he has things on his resume that didn't facilitate career advancement. Let's just say that, okay? And not that he ever did anything wrong or anything shameful. And, he looks at, even though he's never spoken to Nick Fuentes, he knows Nick Fuentes read his book, because a few years back, Nick Fuentes recommended his book to somebody else on, David Duke's book. Nick Fuentes told somebody, well, if you want to understand Jewish power, you read David Duke. So, there's that kind of connection there. And, David wants to see Nick Fuentes succeed. And, a lot of people do. A lot of people do. And older people always would like to, lend their own experiences and advice to people. But at any rate, Nick's doing a good job. And then there was the business about the Tim Pool fag cast. I think that's what it's called, the fag cast, the Tim cast, whatever it's called, on his YouTube channel. And that was last night. Kanye and Nick Fuentes and Milo Yiannopoulos showed up and then walked off, because Tim Pool was just going to do a rerun of Lex Fridman and Piers Morgan and just try to talk over Kanye and push back and shut him down. And Kanye wasn't going to have any of that.
We call it the mic drop, when Kanye just takes the headsets off and walks out.
Well, I tuned in to see it live. And I tuned in a few minutes late, and Kanye was already gone by the time I tuned in. I must have tuned in just after he had walked off, and Tim Pool was there with that enormous beanie. Like, I don't know if that's just an oversized yarmulke, or, he's supposedly half Korean, but come on, man. If he's... There's no way he shares any genes at all with the esteemed leader, comrade Kim Jong-un. There's no way. No gene overlap at all. If he's at all Korean, he brings deep shame to his ancestors, I'll tell you that much. And
he couldn't even be in the same room as Kim.
No, he couldn't. And as for that beanie, if it's not a yarmulke, I mean, if it's a yarmulke, okay, you know, religious reasons, keep wearing it. But otherwise, take it off, man. Haven't you ever heard of a comb-over? You know, I know something's going on under there. Something's going on, premature baldness or whatever. Comb-over? Come on, Lukashenko. Anyway.
So, about the meeting, so I think it was an excellent way to give Trump a critique, and that's how I would describe what Ye and Fuentes did, was critique Trump on how he's fallen from his 2015-2016 campaign style, and then also critiquing him on his lack of support for January 6th, and a critique also on his very mediocre, that's being very generous, calling his latest run speech mediocre, Trump's. And so they were able to critique him on that. I mean, like, that's major. Like, how many of us would love to have an audience with Trump just for 5 minutes and critique him? Mm-hmm. A lot could be said. So that was major. But now, like, we know Trump knows about Jewish power. So, but now the media knows that Trump knows, you know, and that Trump has been critiqued. And, you know, Ye knows who Fuentes is. Trump knows who Ye and Fuentes is now. If Trump didn't know who Nick was, now he knows. And, you know, I would buy it. I would buy it that Trump didn't really know who Nick was. But, you know, you think back to when Trump was being forced to denounce David Duke in the 2016 campaign. And he acted like he didn't know who Duke was. But yet in the 90s, you know, when Trump was toying with the run for president in 2000, what was it, the Reform Party? And David Duke was given support. Jesse Ventura bowed out and denounced Duke. And Trump also got on the denounced Duke train in the late 90s, early aughts to denounce David Duke and did not join the Reform Party. So he knew who Duke was. So he wasn't fooling anybody.
And then, you know, also when he was being pushed by, the guy on CNN. Who's the guy on CNN? I can't remember, but he was the guy who looks like the other guy. I don't know. They all look alike.
I've got a quote for him from Jake Tapper. Is that who you're talking about?
The guy who looks like the other guy. Yeah, exactly. Jake Tapper. So when it was Jake Tapper pushed him for Trump to denounce David Duke, Trump just says, "Well, I will have to make you feel better." And he said it with, like, you know, an impish smile on his, an impish smirk on his face. So, well, you know, that.
But just before the break, my overall take on the meeting is now Trump knows. Trump knows who Fuentes is. He knows what Ye is about. And this is going to be test time for the orange guy.
It is.
To see what he's made of, to see what he's going to do. And again, I think this. I'm going to sit back with a big box of popcorn and Heineken and just enjoy this campaign for the LOLs, because if he falls through this campaign, it's going to be major political discussion. Hey, we're on the break now, I think.
The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
Awake every morning and the cold winds cover me. All I've got's a ghost of what could be. If you could see the lights shining.
Jeremy Show, Dynamic Duo, bringing you Black Appreciation Month. We were just discussing the break. I played the Jeffersons for the intro song. And the spinoff, to, you said the Jeffersons was a spinoff of All in the Family. Before my time, I saw the reruns, though. But then Florence, the lady that played Florence, Marla Gibbs, she did a spinoff called 227 about like a black church. And I think even George Jefferson was in that. So the Jeffersons ran 75 to 85, and then 227 ran starting in 85 and ran through 1990. There's your Black History Month.
Well, I mean, Black History Month is stupid, but Black People Appreciation Month, that's awesome. Awesome. That is a keeper.
Shows from my childhood. But anyway, back to the topic we were just discussing. So I made the comment that, what, just before the break, that now Trump knows the deal, and I don't think he's going to come on board. And you were saying that Kanye was a great – his talking about Jewish power, so anybody that he meets with or he gets involved with is going to have to deal with this, as we saw with the temple. And
this
temple
is
chose to – yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's massive. And so Tim Pool was like, you can't – draw conclusions from the actions of two people or three people. Yeah, you know, because Kanye's saying, look, Trump was sitting next to Jared Kushner and Obama was sitting next to Rahm Emanuel. Well, you can't draw conclusions from two people. Well, I mean, you could go the David Duke route and just spend an hour listing, you know, a long name of Jews who are involved in any field that you want to mention. You can do that, and still, I mean, no, Tim Pool will still be saying, "Well, you can't draw conclusions just based on the action of 2,000 people." So,
what do you think of my take that if Kanye proceeds with this 24 run, that I don't think he'll get close to the presidency, but yet. It'll be a huge, like a much needed disruption in the GOP and in conservative politics and cause a lot of conversation. I mean, do you really think Kanye is going to get into the presidency?
Honestly, what I think is, you know, it's a long shot that he would win an American presidential election, but the Kanye candidacy, I think it more likely than landing him in the White House, it could be the death blow to the Zio American Republic. I mean, the United States has become, to the extent we have a republic, it's not a republic under God. It's a republic under Jewish power. And it could be destroyed. The entire American, I mean, Kanye could be to the Zio American state what a whole bunch of other stuff was to the Soviet Union. You know, whatever you want to name, whatever it was that brought down the Soviet Union, Kanye, really, because he's not going to be shut up. He's too big to be ignored, and he is insisting on talking about Jewish power. And he is surrounding himself with people who are on board, completely on board with that. Very different from Trump, who surrounded himself with people who opposed his platform. He surrounded himself with people who opposed the agenda. He surrounded himself with people who joined the campaign in order to rein in the agenda. And Kanye is so far surrounding himself with people who are just full on with the agenda. And it's a better agenda. So it's not necessarily a winning agenda for an election, but for disrupting not just disrupting the election, but disrupting like the entire universe of American politics.
Your show, the Bugle on Monday with Collett, I like Collett's analysis that Trump and Kanye are too much alike. They're two alpha males, and I don't think they would ever get along together, you know, given a long enough timeline. And so I would foresee probably Kanye, you know, running some sort of independent party and splitting the vote. And I don't see Trump and Kanye running together.
No, they're absolutely not running together. What I would like to see, I think if I was an advisor to the campaign, I would say, prepare to run as a Republican in the Republican primaries. And if he gets excluded from debates and whatnot, he also simultaneously prepare a third party campaign. So first of all, you know, the deadlines for filings and all are different.
Hey, we'll be back on the other side of the break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Patrick, Broadcasting Network. Patrick, you got interrupted by the break. You remember what you were saying?
No, I have no idea.
Let's see. I was talking about Kanye not getting close to the levers of power, but yet possibly running third party because he and Trump could never run together. They're too similar.
No, I mean, I would like to see. I think he needs to prepare both a Republican run and a third party run. The Republican stuff happens earlier. So he needs to announce he's running as a Republican and then meet the requirements for getting on the debate stage. And if they won't let him on the debate stage, he can say that the Republicans are doing racism at black people again. And,
ooh, that would be and this is the kind of disruption.
How can they keep him off? How can they keep him off if he's, you know, if he's got the requisite amount of support and requisite amount of donations and everything? Because he can totally get it. I mean, who was on the debate stage last time? Last time they didn't have one for the Republicans because Trump was running for re-election, but they had, you know, the people they had on the stage, people like Marianne Williamson, that like spacey Jewish lady, that, you know, they had all sorts of weird people. And if you go back 8 years to the Republicans, they had people like Bobby Jindal and people that nobody ever heard of. And so obviously Kanye West can meet whatever criteria that they're going to lay down. Any criteria that, that some of these other people like Nikki Haley can meet or Mike Pompeo can meet, Kanye can meet it. If you're talking about support in polls, if you're talking about, number of donations or anything like that, he can meet the requirements. And to get him on so they'll have a hard time keeping him off the stage. If they keep him off the stage, it's going to look like censorship, and that'll be an issue in itself. And then he can run as a third party. That comes later. If you're going to run as a third party, you really don't need to do a whole lot. I mean, you need to have, either way, you need to have people who are going to go out and get signatures to get you on the ballot in some of these states. But he can get on the debate stage, and then if he doesn't do well in the primaries or something, he can just go and found. Last time in 2020, he got on the ballot in about 12 states, and he ran. His party was called the Birthday Party, and I think that would be fun because everybody loves a birthday party.
So, even if Kanye, which I don't think he'll get on a debate stage, they'll probably successfully keep him off. But he has such a platform and popularity that he don't need to be on the debate stage. I mean, he could go on some other platform and the media would cover it. And he could say, hey, they kept me off the debate stage because I'm black. I'm a black Hebrew. And I want to discuss Jewish power. I mean, that would be massive.
Yeah,
we saw something similar with Trump. Remember Trump in early 2016 in the campaign, he refused to go on a Fox News debate. There was some issue where either he refused.
It was, yeah.
No, I don't know what it was.
It might
Megyn Kelly.
Megyn Kelly?
Kelly was going to be the moderator. Yeah, Megyn Kelly was going to be the moderator, and that's when Trump and Megyn had their little fallout. So Trump just didn't attend the debate, and instead he went to this veterans fundraiser, and he like wrote a check to him for $1 million, and that made all the news. And you had more news coverage of him doing that than you did the debates on Fox News with Megyn Kelly. So Kanye could pull something like that. And you know what? Like again, what I want to see is Kanye, you know, getting a microphone in front of his face and saying, "I'm running," you know, to run against Jewish power in America. That needs to be his talking point. And hopefully maybe some of Farrakhan's people will advise him, and he'll have Fuentes hopefully as an advisor as well. That's what I want to see. Him saying he's running against Jewish power.
Yeah.
And just that conversation alone would be massive.
Yeah. And something like that is likely going to happen. Cause he himself is kind of spacey and but you know he's got kind of an appealing personality. It's more fun to listen to somebody like Dave Chappelle, who is really really good with words, but you know Kanye's got kind of a pleasant personality, and you know, but he on the debate stage he probably wouldn't do that well in debates because that hasn't been his format, but he would. He doesn't need to win debates in the traditional way. He just needs to make other people confront Jewish power. What he would do is he would just make everybody else defend Jewish power, say, no, it's first of all, there's no such thing as Jewish power. Second of all, we should all be thankful for Jewish power. The idea that Jews run the banks is a crazy idea, and we should all be thankful that they run the banks and the media, because where would we be without banks and media? I mean, that's what it would be. And so not that he'd win the debate, but he would make other people take ridiculous positions.
Yeah, we're catching the gist of what you're saying, but you are breaking up just a bit. Maybe if you're in a bad location, I don't know.
Oh, no. Well.
But we caught the gist of what he said. So getting back to the 2024 elections, I pulled up an interesting Politico article. I sent it to you. I don't know if you got a chance to look at it. But if you just pull up Politico 2024 elections, you'll find it. And it has multiple articles here on Trump and the mayor of New York. And basically the take on Trump from Politico is how, you know, he's kicking off his campaign in turbulence. Because he had this dinner with Ye and the white supremacist Nick Fuentes. But what was most interesting, scroll down the article, is they cover the Biden. So, you know, you and I have been talking, are they going to run the Biden or not? Apparently, they're going to run the Biden as of right now, according to Politico. And it says that Biden's generation is seeding the stage as he plots his next act, Politico. And it talks about Nancy Pelosi stepping down and how days after his 80th birthday, you know, President Joe Biden is now discussing his run in 24. They're going to run the Biden or the Bidens, Loebs and the other guy, whatever you want to believe. That's crazy. Do you see that? Do you think that's feasible, that they're going to run the Biden in 2 years?
Well, if you're asking, is it feasible that the Biden will run? I can see the Biden running, but I think it's very likely that he would face primary challenges, and very, very possible that he would lose in the primaries. You know, we've seen President Johnson got knocked out in the primaries. He did very unexpectedly badly in the New Hampshire primary against Eugene McCarthy, and he just dropped out. And I think the Biden, if he's got challengers, and I think it's very possible he'll have challengers, he could be embarrassed. You know, we saw Ronald Reagan challenge Gerald Ford in the primaries, and it was really neck and neck. It was really, really close. This is 1976. Gerald Ford prevailed, but then lost the general election, and Reagan won 4 years later. And 4 years later, when Jimmy Carter was the incumbent, he faced a pretty stiff primary challenge from Teddy Kennedy, which weakened him. Carter prevailed in the primaries, but then again lost the election. And then in 1992, George H.W. Bush faced challenges from Pat Buchanan and David Duke. And while their inroads weren't that great, it didn't help the HW any, and he wound up losing that election. I think it's really, really, if Biden runs, and I think it's very possible he could run, because people like Ron Klain, the people in his orbit, the people who are his handlers, want to continue to be the handlers of a president, and I think for them, they would want him to run. They would want him to stumble. And I think he's going to stumble for president and probably not do too well. What other Democrats would step in? You know, you got Gavin Winsom in California, and who else? I mean, I don't know. But there's other people who would run.
Yeah, I think in this article, according to the political article, none of these Democrats that you mentioned, Newsom, they're not going to challenge him. When I say they're going to run the Biden, I mean, you think about what they did in 2020. You know, Bernie Sanders is obviously the man of choice, and even Tulsi or Yang would have had a better populist support, but they ran the Biden anyway, and they kind of just pushed everyone to the side and gave Biden, you know, the DNC gave him the nomination. But that's what I was thinking that they might do this time, according to what I'm reading here right now. What does Pupper Dog think of
it? She's saying, came all this way, you got to throw a ball. So you got to get a ball out. You know, it's dark. It's dark out here, and I got to throw a ball. So otherwise.
Yeah. So also the way that the political article is framing this, they're framing it as the Biden was the only one that could defeat the Trump in 2020. And so if Trump ends up being the nominee, that's probably another indication that they'll run the Biden. So if DeSantis gets it, then that might be another story. That might be another strategy. They may run another Democrat. That's what's inferred. I'm reading between the lines.
Yeah. Who knows what will happen? I think there will be contested primaries and interesting primaries in both parties. But I still think that the most interesting thing could very well be the Kanye campaign, whether or not he's going to get any votes. It could still be extremely interesting. I mean, you look at the waves that Ralph Nader made in his campaigns, and the best he ever got was 2.7%. He never even cracked 3% of the vote. But he made enormous waves. There was all sorts of kvetching, and you know what? All he was talking about was corporate power. Well, that is really lame compared to what Kanye West is talking about. Really lame. We've never had anybody do this. This is completely unprecedented.
So truly, if Kanye pushes forward, it's going to be entertaining. It's going to be, number one, entertaining. Number two, a lot of good talking points, a lot of good political talking points are going to be out there that the media and the establishment has to deal with. But then, you know, to what end? Like, I don't really think either Kanye or Trump's going to get it. And if they do get it, I think they would be stifled. So to what, you know, where does that lead us? You know, we're dealing with a control grid now, a system that's crashing down on us in this brutal democracy. I'll give you a case point. You know, I mentioned this on my show. There's a Catholic speaker, protester, Mark Houck, 48 years old, of Kentersville, Pennsylvania. He was arrested at his house by the FBI. You know, they got a federal warrant. Over 20 SWAT team members drug him out of his house in front of his children because he, you know, they charged him with a federal crime of obstructing a clinic. They said he obstructed an abortion clinic. And so he's up on federal charges. So, I mean, no piece of paper, no Constitution, no Second Amendment helped this guy. I mean, he was drug out of his house. You know, you keep this in context with what Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote, you know, about the Bolshevik Revolution and how people were saying, if we had only fought back, if we had only tried to instill fear into the enforcers. I mean, is there going to come a time, and I think there's going to have to be eventually, where the American people have to literally fight back against the system? There's my Fed list. What do you think?
No. I keep going back. I mean, you mentioned Solzhenitsyn. Go back to the Soviet Union. They didn't fight. There was hardly any fighting. I mean, to the extent there was political violence, it wasn't any greater than the political violence we saw in 2020. You know, you had there was an incident in Lithuania in, 1990, where the police shot at a crowd and maybe a dozen people got killed. Well, you know, we've had that kind of stuff happen. The Soviet government was not overthrown. It wasn't overthrown by the military. It was overthrown by political chaos. And what the Kanye campaign, what it's doing, I'll tell you where it's leading us to. It's leading us to the unknown. It's leading us to, we don't know what's going to happen, but it's.
I think my point in bringing up the Solzhenitsyn writings is the people were saying, if we had only fought back, you know, when the soldiers came to an individual's house, you know, everybody just let it happen. If they had had some sort of an organization to fight that, you know, the theory was that they could have pushed back on that and stopped it from happening early on. That's where I was going with it. And, you know, I mean, if these FBI agents are afraid of getting face planted in people's yards, you know, that might cause them to hesitate a little bit on converging on our house.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we've had all of this acceleration and nobody's, you know, the people who always talk about pushing back or fighting back or Fed posting, they don't do anything. Every now and then you get a mentally ill person who'll go and, you know, shoot up a church or shoot up a synagogue or do something like that, which has no positive result at all. So, I don't see any hope for that. I don't see anything hopeful coming out of that. I don't see it happening. But, you know, it didn't happen in the Soviet Union either. And the whole system collapsed. You know, in China right now, you got these anti-lockdown demonstrations, which are pretty ruckus. And in China, like I don't watch screens very much. I mostly listen to things. But David Duke was telling me that what he was seeing on videos was not the police beating the protesters, but the protesters beating the police. And, you know, the police more or less just trying to, you know, keep calm. But in America, I mean, look at everything we've gone through in the past years, and the people who are being beaten down aren't, they're not, they're just not going to. And for, to a large extent, we're old.
Well, hey, let's pick this up on the other side of the break.
I'd pass out on the bedroom floor, sleep right through the calm before the storm.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It is useless to resist us.
Okay, back. Back to the final segment of the Patrick and Jeremy Show. We were just talking about how there's been a lot of critique from our side, rightly so, on, Ye and Fuentes allowing Milo Yiannopoulos to tag along supposedly a former homosexual that has turned to Christianity. I'm not buying it. Milo is a grifter. And I think that Nick's anti-homosexual stance will eventually push Milo out. But you had some comments on that, if you want to recreate our conversation before the break, Patrick.
Yeah, so Milo, he's intelligent, and he speaks very well. And, you know, he's was raised in Britain, so he's got kind of a British accent. And so he sounds like either he's gay or very, very British. It's hard to tell sometimes. I'm sorry. I thought that's a funny joke, but because half the people who I do shows with are British in one way or another, I take it back. I completely disavow. But at any rate, so he's, you said he's a grifter, and I agree. I think he's not a very honest person, but he's very smart, and he's kind of flamboyant. I'm not sure if I believe he's as straight as he says he is, but honestly, I don't even believe he was as gay as he said he was back in the day. I just don't know what to think. And at this point, I don't care. You know, our boat is being sunk by Jewish power, and if people who want to come and keep the boat from sinking, if they come up here, I'm not going to say, "Oh, what kind of rap video did you make 5 years ago?" I'm not going to say these things. If they're doing the work that needs to be done, you know, I can worry about their past some other time. I don't care. Honestly, they're doing what needs to be done.
Milo also claimed to be Jewish at one point. The name is Greek. I don't even want to delve into whether he's part Jewish or not. But, I think he just said that so he was able to be a little edgy. But no, hopefully he'll get pushed out of the platform if Ye Infuentes go on with this.
Well, whatever. If he makes a useful contribution, fine. If he doesn't, then I whatever. You can get rid of him, but he's way higher quality. I don't care if he portrayed himself as a flamboyant gape a few years ago. He's still way higher quality. He brings much better focus to the important issues than anybody in the Trump orbit. It's just vastly superior. And I'm still a fan of Donald Trump, but one of his worst points is surrounding himself with horrible people.
Yeah. So I think what critics of all of this are saying is that we don't want a rerun of 2016. Meaning, you know, Trump comes out of the gate great and then he just fizzles out and acquiesce. And so I think the jury is still out and are amongst people that listen to our show and people that are pro-white. I think the jury is still out on Kanye and Nick as to whether they're going to, you know, carry forward and go full steam or whether at some point they're going to compromise.
Well, here's the thing. So Milo apparently was recommended to Kanye by one of Alex Jones's producers or something. The first thing Milo does is tell Kanye, "You've got to meet Nick Fuentes."
Interesting. Hey, let's cover this. Let's pick this up on your show tomorrow, National Bugle Radio, Patrick and Jeremy Part 2. Y'all stay classy. Thanks, Patrick.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.